Blog Talk Radio.
Blandington.
Go!
Hello. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, and this is the Lion. Roar. See? I can be funny too. Please laugh at me, Rubba, please. Thank you. Here's the Metal Injection live cast.
Good one, Rubba.
Good one by the Blandster.
Roar! This is the Lion.
Can we just play that like 30 times
throughout
the show?
That was the last episode.
Roar!
Yeah, it's
this
like we end where we start.
This is the Lion.
Some continuity. Hello, everybody. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm at the audience. No one gives a shit about you.
Hi. We're all here. We have a special guest in the studio with us.
Thank you.
No.
No, not me?
No.
Me, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're neither special nor a guest.
I meant someone
who is slightly retarded. Talking about Barry's here. Friend Barry.
Yay!
See, I told you.
He's not really retarded.
He's very special.
Well, he's actually very smart for bringing us donuts.
He brought us donuts, so immediately winning the whole crew over.
Donuts, yummy!
Winning everybody over, except for Sean. Sean seemed to have a few complaints. He was like, what's this one?
Sean was actually...
Cake donuts are like not the Krispy Kreme consistency. It's like where it's... You know, get those toasted coconut ones from Dunkin' Donuts?
Right.
How it feels, it looks like cake.
Yeah.
It's that kind.
So the crummy one, the one that crumbs.
Yeah.
Crumbs up.
I like
and
crummy
also
ones.
Crummy in quality.
Yeah. That's debatable.
Totally. We have a blockbuster show tonight.
All right.
Sid, today at his job, he works at a radio network. Justin Bieber was there, and somehow Sid managed to get a few minutes with him and ask him a few questions. Is this what happened, Sid?
It was crazy. Well, one of my buddies is the engineer for all the big interviews that they get, and I guess they had like some downtime between stations, like 5 minutes of downtime. So he just wandered over to my cube, and he's like, do you want to ask Justin Bieber some questions? Mm-hmm. I'm like, are you fucking kidding?
So this is like, all, this was done at your job?
Yeah, it was this morning at the office. He's around promoting his movie. And I guess they had some downtime between interviews, and they're like, oh, there's somebody in the office here who could ask you some questions. I'm like, sure.
So I don't want to give too much away, but from what you were telling me, you're saying that he has slightly, his persona in the media is a lot different than what.
Well, yeah, when he's not being coached on what to say, it's a little bit different. I mean, as the Rolling Stone interview that he did that came out today will attest to,
yeah,
that he's a bit of a loose cannon.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, we'll be playing that a little later.
I have a question. When Justin Bieber was at my job last, everyone brought their daughters in. Did everyone do that at your job?
Not too many of my coworkers have daughters. It's like bitter, fat, old, sloppy men that are unmarried.
But they love daughters.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
a bunch
exactly.
of Sids.
Yeah,
oh.
Like older versions of me.
Sid's about to get married. Stop
That's
it.
True.
Well, at this present moment, he is not married.
Okay, correct. Fine. I bet the donuts would go over well at your job.
Yes.
The cake donuts.
They would be gone already.
The cake, oh, flaky cake donuts.
Cake donuts or donut cake.
You turn your head for one second, there's an empty box.
Yeah. Exactly.
And also Barry brought, I believe, some clips from your old show that we're involved with. Is that correct?
Yeah, Barry and I went to the same college radio station. Right, Barry?
And me and Sid.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's not just about you.
And me.
Yeah. No, it's all about me.
And Darren.
You guys
have
to give me a second to get in there. But
yes, I didn't go there.
So anyway, Barry and I went to the same... Oh, sorry, what?
Jeez.
Wow. No. Go ahead.
You're being very unprofessional.
Am I?
Yes.
All right. I'll stop then. Go ahead, Barry.
I was done.
So how did you find these clips? These clips are from like 10 years ago. The clips from our show that we had at our college. Oh, go ahead, Ben.
I'm a collector.
What else?
I collect things.
What else do you collect?
Souls.
Donuts.
Donuts. children.
So you're saying you just have like a bunch of donuts in your house?
Yes.
Doesn't that stink up the joint?
Why are you here if that's the case? Just be at home eating donuts.
I don't want to lose this figure.
Barry's a very svelte and athletic young gentleman.
He's very compact.
Oh,
he's like a pinto.
Well, yeah.
Gremlin.
He's right here, you guys.
Hey, I gave him a compliment. I don't know about the rest of you.
Our behind-the-scenes footage will show everyone exactly what his stature is like compared to Rob.
Well, everyone's tiny compared to Rob.
But Barry is especially tiny. It's like a Robinson Crusoe kind of situation.
Like Rob could roll him up and put him in his cargo pocket.
Oh.
I'd have to have a pretty big cargo pocket.
Sean, you don't even know Barry. There's like different degrees of knowing Barry here. Sid's one. He can make the most jokes.
And okay. I do.
Rob's second. Noah, you're a little iffy. I'm just like kind
what
of.
What do you mean?
What?
You're a girl, so that already like. Get that against you.
But Sean, you've like known him 5 minutes.
I met him at a concert before. Call him like a skinhead or something.
To be fair, I probably rank Darren ahead of Noah. We have spent a lot of time together playing softball.
Yeah, that's true. Softball.
What? That's what you call it now?
But I was thinking like just because we haven't hung out like in the past, you know, whatever, 4 or 5 years really.
That's true.
Barry, Darren was actually under the impression that you didn't like him.
This is not true, right? The truth. I really did think so.
Let's solve this right now.
Can you guys make out?
Not that you didn't like me, but just I thought that, you know, there was some issue there. Because I always asked you to join our softball team, and you were kind of like, oh, no, no. And I was like, why?
Should we have an intervention? I don't want to talk about it.
I think we kind of are.
No, I'm not like.
But why do you feel that everyone should join your softball team?
No. Noah, why are you instigating?
This is an intervention.
I don't know. It's just that I need validation.
The truth is, he doesn't even have a softball team. He just asks people.
It's true. I just want to see if they'll say yes.
Roar! This is the Lion.
Was that the name of your team?
No, that's my daily affirmation. I have to look in the mirror and go, roar! I am a good person. I'm a lion.
Darren, it looks like you're wearing a little bit of lip gloss.
Lip gloss?
Were you making out with anyone before you got here?
I was making out with the mirror. I was so impressed with myself.
Is it the glazed donut?
No, I actually didn't have a donut. I'm on diet.
Your lips are shiny.
Really? No lip gloss. And no making out.
I don't know.
The finest lips Barry ever came across.
Oh, jeez. I have to move up back up to third in the pecking order before I let him do that. Sean, you're way behind. You don't get come across.
I'll stick
at all
with my cargo pocket joke.
Jesus.
That's all.
Roar! Okay. So
what else? We were talking about a crazy person in Brooklyn.
Oh yeah, some guy stabbed a bunch of people. Some Russian dude.
That's the attraction of the story to us is that he's a Russian.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that he stabbed people in the throat. So he's Russian.
Well, that's, you know, people get stabbed every day in Sheepshead Bay, but, you know.
One of the funniest things about this, so the guy stabbed his stepdad, then he stabbed his ex-girlfriend's mom, and then he stabbed his ex-girlfriend. Though I guess it's debatable whether she was his ex-girlfriend or not. Her friends are saying that, no, he was just like a stalker.
She has a boyfriend.
But my cousin has a kid with this guy, right? So this guy has a travel agent who happens to be the ex-girlfriend's mom.
Uh-huh.
He was on the phone with her when she got stabbed to death.
Jesus.
Did he call the police?
What? I didn't get the backstory about this. But so he's on the phone talking to his travel agent. Knock, knock, knock on the door. Travel agent says, hold on a second. There's silence. Then there's a lot of screaming.
Uh-huh.
Then there's more silence.
Is there footage of this somewhere?
But I tell our friend Lonnie this story, and Lonnie's comeback was, that's insane. Who has a travel agent in 2011? And I'm like, dude, Russians. That's who.
Yeah, they can't use the internet yet. Like, if any other job has become replaceable, I can't think of one more so than a travel agent.
Yeah.
What about the woman who gives the time on the telephone recording? That's kind of the same thing.
Oh, really? Yeah. You could just call a number to get the time?
The number,
not anymore.
The time at the tone is 2:53, and then the tone goes.
Yeah.
You can set
your
clock.
I thought that was like AM radio. I didn't know that was a phone number you called.
What?
What was the number?
I don't even a 976 time or something like that.
We learned my friends and I were stoned the other day, and movie phone actually still exists. We called it up. I was
troll people.
I thought like, who the hell would use movie phone still? People still do.
Well, it's AOL movie phone, right?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, now
they bought it.
Yeah.
It's all old people, though, that call that.
Yeah.
Because, like, people were all concerned because now Arianna Huffington of Huffington Post is running AOL and that whole thing, so they were afraid that Movie Phone was going to become a
liberal,
left-wing
Bill Maher did a bit on his show about it.
Hello, keep abortion legal.
Exactly. I'm fine with that. But honestly, if you're still using Movie Phone, you should probably have an abortion.
If you know the name of the endangered species you'd like to save, press 1. To vote for Dennis Kucinich in the 2010 presidential election,
that's
press
who I was pulling for, man. That was my guy.
I voted for Dennis Kucinich, too.
Yeah, yeah, that
well, that's guy. Just because you're the same height.
Oh!
Yeah, did you see the broad that he's pulling?
Yeah.
Can we just shot this out of the way? Yeah. Barry is slightly below average in height. just to get it out there, because some of the audience might not.
Well, let me give this little bit piece of backstory.
Okay.
So, back in Brooklyn College, I was the music director of the radio station. I was a little bit older than Barry and Rob. A year or two after I started at the radio station, they joined. And they were, like, inseparable at that point. They were, every time one was at the station, the other one was there. They were, like, best buds, right? But I was like the, you know, big bad music director or whatever, so I befriended both of them. But I'd sometimes goof on how short Barry was, and then sometimes I'd goof on how tall and doofy Rob was. And whenever I'd goof on one, the other would team up with me to goof on him. And then after I left the station, they stopped being friends, basically, so I feel like I'm at least partly to blame.
When they teamed up on you, did Barry jump on his shoulders to
Well, no, they never teamed up on me. They teamed up with me.
Barry jumped on his shoulders.
So when I was making short jokes, Rob would join with me to make short jokes about Barry. When I was making Rob jokes, Barry would join me to make Rob jokes.
How dare you.
So Sid was the foundation of Voltron.
And honestly, thinking back, it was a great formula because I'm sure, I mean, for me at least, I was like so pissed off that both of you would gang up against me that any time the tables were turned, I was like,
you're
all
ready
right,
to go.
Fine. I guess I'll...
I just want to be liked.
Yeah. But was that part of the reason that you guys grew apart? Is it my fault?
I don't even remember what it was.
Come on, let's all the dirty laundry.
I remember
Barry and Darren.
It's Rob's pot addiction.
No,
that's
it had something to do with something that happened on Barry's show because we always used to do the show. It was your show together, the two of you,
right?
And I would sit in as like the guest, whatever. And some flare up happened, and you had a fight over it, right?
Is that correct?
I honestly don't remember. Do you remember what it was?
I think I kind of remember, but I don't want to bring up people's names.
Well, use a code word. It's
use initials.
Yeah.
Just say our friends.
Our friends. I think I may have made fun of them on my show and went too far.
I know who it is.
Oh, okay.
Was it Jeff?
And
Bernie?
No. Okay.
And everyone was upset over the situation, I guess, and we were all children.
Really? That was what it was? It sounds really silly.
Also, you got into Limp Bizkit, which is no.
Yeah. He was into Limp Bizkit when I met him.
Yeah.
Really?
You knew that going into the relationship, Barry. It's not like we met and then I got into Limp Bizkit. I was into Limp Bizkit before we met.
Yeah, but then you tried to, like, you know, get me to like them, and, you know, come on.
What? You're like, I'm not a chicken, you're a turkey.
That's funny that was the reason, and that's actually a really silly thing.
Can we have a reunion hug right now? Like a making peace kind of, you know, brother's hug.
I'm too lazy to like move.
I'd like to say Ross Gnarly in the chat says Rob was into Limp Bizkit because the kids told him it was cool.
Yeah, exactly.
It was true. It was because my friend told me they were cool.
I just had to convince people.
My friend, who I'm assuming this whole issue between us was, his girlfriend.
Come on, who is it? His girlfriend?
We'll tell you in the break.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair for the listeners. They want the whole story.
But they're not going to know who he is anyway.
Yeah, he's never been.
It's not going to change
anything. It's actually kind of okay now because my kid has played with his kid, and it's fine.
Well,
yeah. That's how you solve things.
By
pump out children.
Yeah. By the way, Barry has a kid, and Sid was trying to corrupt the child. You want to tell that story?
Okay, fine. Yeah, I was over at Barry's place for the Super Bowl, and as I was leaving, I guess maybe it was his wife who asked me if I had a scarf, and I said no. I think scarves are a feminine accessory, and only women should wear them.
Right.
And Barry, how old is your kid? Three.
Ollie is three and a half.
3.5-year-old kid. heard me say this, and was like, but I wear scarves. Does that mean I can't wear scarves anymore? And he got like, he was almost crying. And I was like, no. You're a kid, little kid. You're still allowed, but when you grow up, you shouldn't.
I save.
But he looked really upset. Because he didn't want to disappoint me, but he also
basically
really likes wearing
never,
scarves.
Ever going to wear scarves ever again.
He shouldn't.
Like, he's going to be 30.
They're for queer.
He's just going to wear boas from now on. Feathered boas.
Or ascots.
Is that fine, Barry, if your son wears boas?
I love him either way, yes, it's fine.
Supportive dad.
Uncle Sid called me a faggot.
I said it with my eyes, not with my ears.
Like a wink and a nod.
Yeah.
Sid just lives
to meet you in the bathroom later.
Perhaps.
Did you tap his toe from the side? Wide stance?
Oh. Uncle Sid said, I like men. Uncle Sid, why do you look at me like that with your eyes?
don't put scarves on your kid. Come on. Come on. It's for girls. It's not that cold. We're not in Alaska. Man up.
Why is it for girls?
It's for girls.
It's just it is.
Was it an effeminate? I mean,
yeah. Was it like a pink scarf?
No, he said he didn't see the kid.
No, I wasn't specifically even talking about
just
his
scarves.
Kid. Yeah, scarves in general.
Like an effeminate scarf, I would agree with you.
I think a scarf by definition is effeminate.
Ah, come on.
It's just a little piece of cloth that I'm going to gently wrap around my neck. Like, come on.
What
no,
if it's made
no.
out of, like, animal skin and fur?
That you killed
like
the animal
you
Lonnie know. Has a Iron Maiden scarf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that's as close as I'll come to allowing a scarf. And he didn't even buy that for himself.
That's as close
that,
as you'll
that
come.
That was awesome.
What about a Cynic scarf? What
oh, jeez. That's gay times, too.
Must get Cynic scarf.
Well, you're a woman.
Do they sell those? They probably do.
I'm sure that so Paul Masvidal knits them.
It's like tie-dye with the design of like the neck of a guitar.
Oh, I'd like that.
Oh, like a piano key.
Yeah.
Speaking Noah's language here.
It's her eyes just lit up. I must get this scarf as soon as possible.
I don't talk like that, Darren.
Why did Noah develop a British accent? I don't understand that.
He's pretty dead out.
I thought there were two Noahs for a second.
Sorry.
Great.
But Noah's
that
allowed to wear
me.
Scarves because she's a girl.
Yeah. But not Cynic scarves. That's going too far, right?
Eh. Whatever. Somebody's got to buy them, right?
Oh, jeez. Are there such a thing? We don't even
know.
Okay. So where's that clip? I want to hear this. We're going to do that after the break.
What clip?
Of our old show.
Oh, yeah. Let's play that.
Have it.
Sure.
Wait. Should we talk about it first?
Yeah, we'll set it up.
No, okay, let's not talk about it. Let's
just play it?
Let's just go into
no,
it. No, yeah.
Yeah, we should explain. Well, Barry, you set it up. You brought it.
Putting me on the spot here.
I'll do it. That's all right. Well, Mrs. Divitelli is a character that's been on our show, but this was...
I didn't even know that was a character that evolved until I came here and said, Rob
yeah.
told me that.
Did you know that it was on our other show, though, that we used her on that show?
No.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't even know that you used that character still. It was just like a tape I had.
So she's just like an old broad, like an angry Jewish lady. But this started out as just a prank call. I think we were just calling people randomly out of the phone book. And I started off by saying that the woman next door, like her branch was falling over onto my property. So I start ragging her about it. And I was supposed to be a man. I'm like, hello, this is Joseph or something. And she thinks I'm a woman. So I just kind of rolled with it.
Well, it starts, you left an answering machine message.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We started with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time you called. So let's listen to that first.
Okay.
As you can tell, I'm not available.
This is the answering machine message.
If you leave a brief message,
I'm too ill to answer the phone.
I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Bye now.
Hello, this is the gentleman that called earlier. I just want to apologize. My son got the phone, and he made up some stupid comment about Publishers Clearinghouse. I don't know what's wrong with him. I think he's on the drugs. I think he's doing...
No, Mom, no!
Stop it! Put away the drugs! Please, I'm begging you, users are losers! I wish I could make you understand how you're ruining your life! Don't call people's houses and ask and tell them about Publishers.
Leave me alone, you bitch! Leave me alone!
Oh, you must help me. I'm so afraid.
That was bad.
Publishers Clearinghouse is going to come with the SWAT team, and they're going to sue us for every cent that we have. I don't know what to do.
Somebody call security.
I'm trapped.
I hate you! I hate you!
someone to help. I'm so
I'm getting the gun. You're going to die tonight.
All I want is to have perfect home life off my husband.
Stop touching me there. Stop touching me there.
Oh, you see how they behave? You see how they behave? I raised them so nicely, and all they do is pester me, and they make
Mom!
You've got to help me. You've got to help me out of this house. I don't want to hear any more calls about Publishers Clearing House. You understand me? But once you're going to obey me,
take your head out of my path.
Listen. I've had enough. I've had it up to here.
You're supposed to be a man.
I'm going to beat you, Mom.
Are you on the drugs?
But then he keeps
you're
screaming, Mom.
No,
I'm not.
Are you on the... Are you on...
I have a crank call or a Sean music thing.
I can't believe the machine recorded all of this.
You must be on the pod.
No!
He was never like this. He was such a good boy. He was such a good boy.
Yeah, the tape probably ended like 4 minutes ago.
It must be the cocaine. Are you on the cocaine? Are you on the ecstasy?
And then, for some reason, you guys decided to just call back the same number.
Yeah. I think we called them like 4 times.
Wait, so how did you get this? It was just a random number you picked out of the phone book?
Phone book. She had a stupid name of some kind.
Back in college, we had these things called phone books.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
And no faculty supervisor.
Yeah. Or really any reception for people to actually listen
Or anyone
to.
Listening. Yeah.
That was Bernie, by the way. Yeah. The one with that yelling. Yeah.
Well, Barry and Bernie.
We might have talked about him on the show before.
Yeah, he's an insane Pantera fan.
Phil Anselmo is got to him.
And one time Sid mentioned that Phil Anselmo was gay
on the
air.
I called in your guys' show and said that.
And Bernie had like a conniption fit. He just started screaming and throwing things.
Is that what he said? Do you think I care?
Maybe. That became a soundbite. You think I care? We kept playing that.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I think he's a history teacher now.
Yeah, he is. I don't know if he's
Do any
history,
of you guys still talk to him?
He's my Facebook friend.
You should invite him to the show.
Oh, Jesus.
I could tell him someone's almost still gay.
I don't think
not everyone can come to this show, okay?
Fine.
He's probably
he's
not like
fine.
That anymore.
Who knows, really?
If he's teaching kids.
Let's find some of his students and tell them to write it on like an essay.
This was like 10 years ago. This is 2001.
I'm exactly the same person I was 10 years
That's
ago.
That's true. You're a very rare person.
It's true.
I can't believe you cut out my Publisher's Clearinghouse call.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because it was so hilarious. We'll save it for the end of the show. But anyway, so you guys call back, and I edited this part off, but she actually picks up, and you freak out and hang up on her immediately.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. We were supposed to talk to your machine again.
Because you're totally ready for an answer. You freak out, and then you're like, then you had to psych yourselves up to be like, all right, let's call her back. Let's do this.
By the way, this was like 90% of the shows on WBCR, which is randomly calling people.
Right, yeah. That's all we had to talk about was calling other people.
Okay.
So here we go.
Hello?
Who is this?
Yes, I'm the one that... I'm sorry, I just called a moment earlier, but my son hung up the phone accidentally.
Wait.
He's on the pot.
Who is this, please?
This is Joseph.
Joseph.
Who?
I called earlier to ask you to remove a branch that's leaning over into my property. And I'd really appreciate...
I don't have a branch on your property. I don't even know you.
What do you mean you don't know me? You've not... You can't be quiet. Can you see him on the phone? I apologize for their
That's
behavior.
Okay. Who are you, please?
This is Joseph.
I don't know
this
you.
Is Is this Ms. Mo? Yeah. Did you kids give me a wrong number? I've been calling this poor woman. I apologize to you so much. My children are on drugs. They've given me bad information.
I just came home, and I found all your messages.
I apologize to you so much.
And I said that they're on drugs.
I am so humbled to you. I cannot... I am so
Where
sorry.
Where do you live?
I'm so sorry.
What street you live on?
This was my children's idea. They think they're funny because they're on the drugs.
Great deflection.
They're on the drugs.
Where do you live? What neighborhood?
What neighborhood do I live in? Why do you need to know that?
You're calling me. This is the fourth phone call.
I live in Mill Basin. And my children are so disturbed. I apologize to you. I thought those messages. Your children putting me through the hell. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I understand. I appreciate your apologies. But those messages were very disturbing. I just came home from a wedding.
Oh, that's terrible.
My cousin just got married, and I came home from a wedding, and I have to hear these messages. And I don't even know you, and I don't even live in Mill Basin, and my name is not Mo, and I don't even have branches.
I apologize. My children are...
Your son called me and say that he was Publishers Clearinghouse.
I think that was him. He's a very bad boy.
How old is he?
He's about 14.
14 and he does it.
He's out of control.
He takes drugs at 14?
He's out of control. I suspect he's on drugs. I haven't proven anything.
Do you have a husband?
No, my husband passed away.
So that was the point.
He's gone. Yeah. He's with the...
Where she had a sex change.
Yeah.
Became a woman. Mrs. Divitelli is born.
Because that woman on the phone thought, that husband. Back in progress.
The angels now. He was on the drugs too. I think it's genetic. It's just, I know.
You sound like a nice woman. You're very distraught.
I can't. I try to keep a good house. I try my hardest.
Do you have friends?
Yes, I have someone to talk to. My sister Emily.
Emily?
She helps me through these trying times.
Are you Italian?
No, I'm not.
Jewish?
I'm Latvian.
What?
I'm Latvian and Turkish. My husband Kurt passed away.
Oh, was he Latvian?
No, he was Turkish too.
And he took drugs?
No,
start laughing.
The coroner said he did drugs. I refuse to believe it. I refuse.
How old the man was he?
He was 57.
There we go.
I'm sorry, I'm breaking up.
You covered up so well.
I'm sorry. This is very hard for me.
I know. All right, go to sleep, yes.
No, I need to talk to someone. This is so hard for me. I have no one to talk to. My children are so... Please
How many
talk to
do you have?
I have 7 children.
And they're all bad?
They're all demons.
Yeah.
They're all demons. Get off the phone, you pig. Put the phone down now.
I'm telling your children that if you call me with a Publishers Clearinghouse, I will have the cops after them.
You're right. I understand.
I
understand completely.
And I do not want to be disturbed.
I understand completely, miss. Thank you.
I understand that you feel bad, and I feel for you because that's not right what they do to you.
Right.
But I don't know them, and I don't feel
it. No, I understand. I will be taken care of. They will be taken care of.
I know that. I can tell you're a nice lady.
I will whip their little behinds, and they will not get anything but Ritz crackers and grape soda.
What?
They will not get anything but Ritz crackers and grape soda to eat. Do you hear me? You're listening? I'm not playing with you. All right, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time. I'm sorry to have bothered you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Ritz crackers and grape soda.
It's the ICP diet, I believe.
They're all demons.
Oh, that was great. And that was totally off the top of your head.
Yeah.
With some woman. I'm totally buying it.
That was actually a line from a parody that we did. That was an inside joke, kind of. There was crackers and grape soda of an Eminem song.
Oh.
But it works even without knowing what that was. It was funny.
Good times. Good times.
You make a great lady,
Thank
Darren.
You. Thank you. Mm. I've been contemplating wearing skirts to the show.
Oh.
And scarves?
Scarves, yeah. I have a Cynic scarf that I just bought from Amazon.
You just got it overnight?
It hasn't.
It's on Amazon? Yeah. Did you at least get free Super Saver shipping?
I didn't want to bring it up because of what you said. Mm. I was going to, and then you said the thing about Barry's
I'm sorry.
Son. So
I accept you
I don't
as
want you
are,
call
Darren.
Me a fag. I don't want you, that's not right. And then I'll cry.
I'd like to see that.
I don't even have the excuse of being three.
Do you think I cry?
I need to wind down from that call. That was too funny. Oh, my God.
The best part of that was, like, all of us were doubled over in tears laughing the whole time, except Sean, who was on his phone stone-faced for, the, like, 10 straight minutes, not acknowledging that there was anything going on around him.
Hey, I'm listening.
What were you doing on your phone?
Easily distracted.
What are you doing on your phone, Sean?
You're checking your Twitter.
Don't worry about it.
Playing solitaire?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
He's hooking up on OKCupid.
Oh.
I was checking my messages.
He has to get some snatter after the show. It's very important.
Mm-hmm. Some man snatter.
Death Metal J said you're on J-Date. You're looking at your J-Date profile.
I got the nose for it.
There may be some Jew in you.
Yeah. I'm hoping to get some.
Yeah, his doctor was doctor's here. So his
ring is still lodged up there. Yeah.
My doctor that circumcised me was an Orthodox Jew with the whole yami and everything.
So that's good.
Yummy.
Yami. Yarmulke. Yarmulke.
Yarmulke.
Listen, you got like you don't know any Jewish terms over here.
I thought it was a yarmulke.
You got a giant mezuzah on your door when I walked in here.
I have two of them.
And I didn't kiss it. I'm a bad Jew when I walked
in. Darren, how dare you walk into my house and not kiss my mezuzah?
Wait, do you kiss it?
Yeah.
I'll do it during the break. Yeah.
Do you know what a mezuzah is?
It's that thing by the door, right?
Yeah.
I don't kiss it, Sean.
Yeah.
The only reason why I put it up is because I don't want to hear it from my mom anymore when she comes over why I don't have it on the door.
She's that religious?
Does your mom?
No, she's not religious.
Do you have it at your parents' house? Is there
they have it, but she only does it so that she doesn't look like a bad Jew.
For appearances,
right?
Hmm.
Yeah,
that's the reason most Jews do most things.
Yeah,
right.
Not cool though.
It's true.
That's why I got my circumcision.
3 weeks
more
ago.
Jewy.
Still
to look better.
Still smarts a little.
Yeah, mine didn't really hurt that bad, honestly. Like I. It was like a dull throb, you know? It was like annoying. It was like a toothache.
While it was happening?
No. I mean, recovery.
Wait.
While it was happening, I was on Demerol.
That's funny.
I was out.
I was going to ask if they put you out. I'm sorry.
Demerol.
So over here we have dull throb, and over here we have dull Rob.
Oh! Wait a minute!
I'm Rob.
Come on,
guys. Does that imply that I am dull?
It just implies that your name fit in the rhyme scheme.
No, but that's it. Have you ever, anyone here been on Demerol before?
No.
What is that?
It's
some drug that it's like it just puts you right out. They gave me an IV drip. So it's like, you know, sometimes when they give you if you have a tooth pulled and they put you out, you get a sensation like haziness and then you pass out.
Oh, it's an opioid.
Like
yeah.
I was going to say it's kind of like when we smoke.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But when you get high and then you fall asleep, you wake up, let's say 6 hours later, and you realize some passage of time, right?
Basically. I never really thought about it.
Well, it's the weirdest thing. When they gave me this stuff, like I passed out, right?
Right.
And then I woke up, and I'm like, in my bed, whatever. And I'm like, all right, when are we doing the surgery? I'm like, you're done. It was like no time passed. I close, I open. And, like, I was unconscious for that whole whatever it was, like 7-8 hours. I don't even remember, like, not a thing, not a dream.
That's probably what
nothing.
A coma feels
that's
like.
That's great. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Is it great, though?
Sure.
I mean, to lose, like, what kind of drug is that? It's not, like, an enjoyable drug. It's
but
it's good for what it's supposed
to
do.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh,
I'm
thought
not you
saying
were saying
it's great to, like, party on.
Yeah. But people do take Demerol, though.
Is this DXM? Is it the same thing?
Well,
no.
I don't know.
No?
Don't know
no, that's
that
a hallucinogen. Yeah.
Isn't that a Brooklyn hardcore band?
Oh, that's DMS.
No, it's what's in Robitussin.
It's a rapper.
Oh. No, I don't know.
DMS is a gang.
Dundee Middle School is where I went to.
Oh.
Middle school.
Nice.
Thanks.
So this other thing that happened this week was the Grammy Awards.
Yes.
And there was like a news report. I don't know if you guys saw this. And this.
Oh, yeah.
This news reporter on the field.
Highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time.
She's like an idiot.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison. Let's go ahead, Darrison. Let's go ahead to pen. Well, a very, very heavy.
That's like what happened when we used to use cassette tapes and they would get all like wrapped up.
Yeah, it sounds like the audio is messed up.
But it's what she's really saying.
I thought she had a stroke. Didn't they
say well, a very, she very heavy vertation tonight. We had a very Darrison. All right, let's go ahead. Terrorization, let's go ahead and have the pet. Well,
Shlomo's sister.
No, I think the stroke thing was a joke initially, and people were just reporting it as fact.
So have we found an explanation? Has she come out and said
no.
what the fuck happened?
She got high right before.
Fair enough.
Isn't that the same one that went to Egypt and got, like, sexually harassed?
No, that was not Lara Logan.
That was Anderson Cooper.
Oh, not Anderson Cooper.
Lara
there was
Logan
a blonde
from CBS.
Yeah.
That was from CBS National News, not CBS LA. She got
they all look the same. Whatever.
Finger banged by some Egyptian.
Finger rape?
I don't know.
Was like a finger rape?
She was sexually assaulted.
For like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Finger raped for
30
minutes?
Which is like a fun weekend for Noah, but this lady's complaining.
Oh, by the way, Ross and Ollie said Rob's boot face popped up on the teleprompter and scared her.
Come on,
that's not
Ross
right.
Gnarly.
Come
that's
on.
Too far. Too far.
Ay, ay, ay.
More true than funny.
Oh.
It went too far. I agree with you, Sean.
Yes, I was just agreeing.
I don't know, but there's like a point in that video where you can just see like sheer horror in her eyes. Like
yeah, at the end,
she knows that there's something misfiring and not happening for her.
Well, she was blonde, so maybe she just forgot how to talk.
Probably not originally, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after multiple viewings, it makes me feel really uncomfortable. Like looking at her dead eyes while she's just
yeah,
I like it
speaking in tongues.
I'm like, wait, but isn't that like one like? Don't you have like stroke victims number five? Aren't you? Did you get that porno?
What?
What?
Where you just watch stroke?
Explain it one more time.
Stroke victims watch stroke victims being raped while they talk.
You should have come up with a snappy title.
Damn.
Like two girls.
Let me try it again.
Two girls, half a face.
No.
Two girls, one stroke.
Dude bending over having a stroke.
Strokers.
Stroke. Barry, got any stroke puns?
Indifferent strokes.
I like it.
We had a very Darrison. All right, let's go ahead. Terrorization, let's go ahead and have the pet.
She could have just been really incredibly nervous.
This is her job. It's not like her first night.
How about palsy liquors? Is that a good
one? I like that.
I like their whiskey.
I'd watch that.
But that's also kind of like that Miss America pageant with...
she was just dumb and didn't know how to speak.
She said actual words.
Yeah.
Just not properly. This lady's making shit up.
Mm. Such as.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing about this is that it's just sort of not that – it's sort of a statement on news anchors, be like models being news anchors because this is sort of a literal case of what they always do, like figuratively, which is just look pretty and don't really say anything. Mm. So just the fact that she actually went one step further and just said, Bertation-y, boo-chee, boo-dee-boo, pee-pee-pee.
Pee-pee-pee.
That kind of reminded me – what was that video you sent me? Was it from Bruce Almighty? Was that you or was
that
Rob?
But somebody was sitting around that in comparison.
Like,
he makes
the guy just – it's – you ever see Bruce Almighty? Jim Carrey becomes God, like he has God-like powers.
Yes.
And he works in a news station. So there's his rival guy who's Steve Carell who's being an asshole to him. So he uses his God-like powers to make him go on the air and start talking nonsense. So he's like, the Prime Minister went to London today, and my tiny little nipples went to France. Or, you know, then he just starts going into so it's exactly like this chick with the stroke. Or with not with the stroke.
Or it's like Rush Limbaugh imitating Chinese people.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
We get a little mega mix going.
Except not funny.
Give me some Larry.
That's a close
idea. Mama.
Can you get a roar?
Mashup of everything, huh?
Nice.
Well, speaking of mashups, we got a user submission this week.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of
we
here.
We have a few.
User submission.
Here what is that?
User submission.
Let it play and then I'll explain. Here comes some songs created by our fans.
Metal injection junkies have nothing to do, so they make some songs for me and you.
That's gay. Somebody gonna get submissions. Somebody gonna get submissions.
The Ripper? He's showcasing his talents.
Cancer Scare and Mammoth Grinder made a bunch.
Mammoth Commander.
User submission.
Yeah, so a while ago, you don't remember doing this? We had got submissions that we said we need an intro for this.
Yeah.
So we just said random things, and people were supposed to, but we never played any of the stuff that people said.
I didn't even realize that
I didn't
even
made
them.
Yeah, we had like five or six of them.
But really?
That was the best one, I think. Anyway, that same guy who made that sent in a whole bunch of, a slew of stuff.
Cool. Ross Gnarly.
Ross Gnarly.
Oh, so here's
this
his,
is like the Ross Gnarly episode.
Here is his recap.
I'm okay with that.
Here's his mashup recap.
Are you playing a 102? Because he did one of 2 weeks ago also.
No, just the one from last week. Roar, this is a mashup, it's called.
Drugs.
Poo-pourri.
That sums up all our shows.
Faggot shithead.
Poo-pourri.
My favorite part.
Poo-pourri.
Sounds so professional. Shithead.
Just so silly.
Poo-pourri.
Book of life. Whatever they want.
Rob, liking a muir is wrong.
Of course.
Liking a muir is wrong.
And I was like, poker face, you know.
I like when he kisses me on the neck.
You're a fucking faggot.
Yes, everyone, let's hold hands.
Yeah. Wait, do you ever pee so hard once in the tuck that it sprays between the seat and the actual hole?
Did you piss on a dude?
Poo-pourri.
Check it down. I'd piss on Whoopi Goldberg's dreadlocks. Ross Gnarly, I'd piss on Martin Short. Jesus Christ.
Martin Short would probably like that.
Yeah, look at him.
Jiminy Glick.
You know what, Sean? Take off your pants. Let's try it on your vagina.
Okay. All right, let's do it. Are you doing the blowing?
It's pretty badass. Look.
With warm rot. I was going to say warm rot.
Warm rot.
Better than cold
there's
rot.
There's a warm rot ahead.
For the next 2 days.
Pretty sexy.
Are we talking about Noah or her pick?
Pick.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna trash it.
I didn't catch that the first time.
Fucking bitch.
I'm shitting either way.
Alright, whatever.
Just make it there, that's all you can do.
It's pretty badass. Look.
What do you make of this? Oh, I can make a little hat or a paper airplane. Or I can make a dinosaur.
Roar! This is the lion. Roar! Roar! Roar!
Poo-pourri.
Wow.
That was
very good.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. Are you sure you don't want to play his other one that he sent in?
What was the other one?
It was the one from the Seth Putnam episode.
That was fucking great.
I like that.
Poo-pourri.
It was called Seth Putnam episode mashup. I have it.
Why don't you play it, Darren?
I don't have it.
I just didn't know if you want to do two in a row.
Yes,
we do.
Well, we're on.
This is how it starts.
Hello.
He played the whole bland.
Announcer Chuckles Blandington. It's been a while since the last live cast. And what has gone on in the meantime? Well, all I know is Noah put on a bikini, and it caused a bunch of riots in Egypt. Have those guys never seen Israeli booty before?
Welcome to a new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
I love the beats.
We're on the 70,000 tons of metal cruise last week. That's why there was no livecast.
They had like five choices of
anal.
That's right, Seth Putnam of Anal Tugs.
Well, we'll be calling into the show. Yo, one love, all right? One love.
I slept on top of Frank.
Yeah, I jerked off. Into an empty Doritos bag.
It was so embarrassing. I was like, I said, what a monster I am. Go slink back to work like a loser.
And I was like, well, I'm going to go home. I'm like, huh, might as well just rub one out before I go.
Somebody found a way to make St. Anger sound good.
I hope it's adding John Denver.
I don't believe it. It's by adding John Denver to it.
All right, we're going to go to a music break.
Hell of an hour. I'm still laughing about penis stitches, Dorito bags, and Rob jerking off on his own chest. And Noah rubbing off on the train. They shut off the internet in Egypt? I didn't know those sad niggas even had computers. Tracy Morgan, unfunny nigger.
I know, cut. Yo, one love, all right? One love. Wait, no. Shlomo, what's 5 minus 4?
One.
Bye. It was his label calling me, saying, hey, we can't find Seth Putnam.
Sean is getting very upset.
Hey, all right. You are on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Great.
Your last album came out in 2008, and you were like in a coma, right?
Yeah, I was in a coma for, like, in 2004. So.
Oh, 2004. Oh, I see. Your band is known for like having pretty much the best song titles around. What would you say is your favorite song title you've come up with?
On the new record, it's not called BDM Niggers, it's called Fake Crack.
And he's home.
Dying Fetus Nick Crawford just 666 Brutal 420 said he went back into a coma. I just want to say that, first of all, that was great, both of those. And if anyone's listening to this show for the first time, I wasn't just randomly saying nigger jokes. That was reading the tweets of Seth Putnam, who's very racist.
Yes.
Which I completely disagree with, but he's just so absurdly funny that we did that on the air.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of faggots in there, too.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, I didn't even get that one.
Huh? What?
Yeah. That,
which one?
That's the first time I'm hearing that.
What?
What we just heard.
What?
The mashup.
Oh, you didn't get it. I thought you were talking about what I just said.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
I thought you were saying, yeah, no, Darren, you really are racist. But.
I'm really shocked that you're not racist. That is exactly what I was saying.
Okay.
No, but it's time for a music break.
I agree with the chat, by the way. We should do another Master Tweet Theater of someone else observed. It doesn't have to be Seth, but...
John Lithgow. Sure.
John
what?
Lipnicki.
Yeah. I can do it in John Lithgow's voice.
So,
I should do Seth Putnam's tweets in John Lithgow's voice.
I like it.
How about former New York Knick Nate Robinson?
Does he have weird tweets?
He used to only tweet about Lost. I don't know what he tweets about now.
We should do something.
But they were very dumb tweets about Lost.
No,
like, I don't like this Jacob guy. He seems like trouble, yo.
That ship has sailed.
No, there's a good one. Sexy Mom 69 on Twitter.
As long as it's really
hilarious.
We'll talk about it during the break. Okay. But we're going to start things off with a bonus track from Big Business. Here's a cover of Send Me a Postcard.
What do you mean bonus track?
It's just a bonus track on their new album.
Thank you.
This is Chuck Blandington. America ranks 37th among industrialized nations in providing health care for its citizens. USA, USA, USA. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Be careful not to break any bones or you're fucked. And now, here's the show.
Revive my life. much better now. I really do.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Talk nasty, breathe fire. Smell rotten, you're a liar. Diseased health hazard. Scumbag, filthy bastard. But I'm not lying when I tell you that the music break is over. And it's time for more laughs and fun. On the Metal Injection Live cast, here we go.
Yeah, more laughs and fun.
You're a filthy liar.
A little Megadeth.
Welcome to our number dose, as they say.
Dose? I don't think they say dose.
Dose?
Our
dose.
Darren, how do they say
it? It's not going to be that much different.
Dos.
Dos.
Our dos.
Yeah, it's not dose.
Our dos mios?
That was pretty good.
What? No.
Say it in Russian.
Our dva.
So gay.
Why is that gay? It's a different language.
Different languages
I can
are gay.
I'm fucking xenophobic.
It's because you didn't take off your cynic scarf during the
break. Because you're not stabbing people.
Hold on.
While you're doing
our dva. Is that better?
No.
So,
sorry.
Way worse.
I apologize.
What was in that music break, Rob?
During that music break, we started off with Big Business send me a postcard, which Sid pointed out sort of sounded like The Offspring. I didn't even put that together, but that's... It's just a cover. It's not what they really sound like.
Is it a cover of The Offspring?
No.
Have you figured out what it was a cover of?
I forgot to look it up. The Chariot was following them, and then Nevermore.
Wait, the reason why I played Nevermore is because Jim Shepherd is in the hospital getting a part of his brain removed.
Oh, jeez.
For why?
He had a
benign brain tumor.
The guy from Punk'd?
No.
And Let's Go to Prison?
No.
The guy from Nevermore and Sanctuary.
Jack Shepherd.
Oh! I was thinking of the famous guy named Shepherd.
You're hilarious. Followed by the JonBenet.
JonBenet Shepherd?
The JonBenet. No! Then
Lito Shepherd.
Then there was a little Suffocation. Followed by Heavy, Heavy, Low, Low.
Who?
Heavy, Heavy, Low, Low.
Okay.
Okay. And
Faith
then
and Lola.
We moved on to a little bit of the ocean, the soothing sounds of the ocean.
Yeah. And they did a cover of Keep 'Em Separated.
And we wrapped things up with Magruder Grind.
All right. Very good. Nice little extended music break while we all finished our foodstuffs.
Rob, do we have a call-in number?
I believe we do. This is a new thing we have. Our number is 646-929-1357. If you want to talk to us, I mean, we'll give you advice and stuff.
I just wanted everyone to know that on Saturday... I was going to Vince from Metal Sucks.
Sunday.
On Sunday, sorry. He had a party.
He had a brunch.
And I drove to 7-Eleven to get beer. And I get out of my car. I go into 7-Eleven. I reach for my wallet to pay at the counter. And then I realized I don't have my keys.
Uh-huh.
I don't have my phone either because I locked my keys in my car while it was running with my phone in there. I thought I was going to die.
So how'd you resolve that situation?
Was there a baby in there, too?
Well, there was bacon in there.
Oh, that's even worse.
The bacon that I brought. I went across the street to Strictly Car Service, and one of the drivers helped me, and his name was Saeed.
Uh-oh.
So eventually Saeed took me to the... No. They recommended that I called the 66... precinct to see if a cop could come and open the door for me. So I called because I don't know what else I should do. And they're like, I'm sorry, for legal reasons, we can't open doors.
Okay.
And we don't have the tools. So I was like, okay, can you suggest something for me to do? Because I'm
clueless. There's a guy, Saeed, down by Strickland.
He's like, why don't you call a mechanic shop? So I'm like, okay. And then I look across the street, there's a mechanic shop, but it's closed. So I tell Saeed, and he's like, oh, you know what? I know a Jewish place that's open today.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, I'd be glad to... Wait, are you Jewish? Fuck no. Okay, so what happened? What did Saeed do?
That's it. I just wanted to let you know I'm a retard, and I did that. And I also, I locked myself out of my house earlier in the week, and I had to, like, climb in through the window.
Yeah. So, really? How the fuck did you do that?
It was so stupid because, I live on the first floor.
Good thing.
And I left my phone inside the house again. I didn't have my keys. So all I had in my pocket were four quarters.
Yeah. Sorry. Funny.
And I tried, like, I tried opening the window from outside, but it was, like, stuck because I haven't really opened the windows all winter. So I lodged the quarters underneath the window.
Oh my. You're like MacGyver.
Exactly. I was exactly like MacGyver. That's what I felt like. And I pushed on them, and it loosened the window, and then I just opened it all the way, and I just jumped in.
That's great. I would have froze outside. I would have slept outside.
It's not great.
I just want to know, is the bacon okay that you had in your car? Did it make it?
It has already been digested and shat out by everyone who ate it.
Good. Awesome. All right.
Did you bring the poopery?
No. I think it would be rude if I brought that to a party.
We need that as a drop, by the way.
The candied bacon, by the way, was unbelievable. It was the greatest thing ever.
It's the best thing in the world, candied bacon.
Explain this to me. What is candied bacon?
Candied.
Oh, candied bacon.
Oh, like candied ham.
Yes.
I've never tasted candied ham. Well, candied bacon.
So
I'm
just
thrust himself
forward just to the mic just to be able to
It's
burp.
Basically, there's like brown sugar that's like baked into the bacon, and it creates like the cinnamony layer.
Cinnamon
like,
is totally different
than sugar.
I'm
sorry, maple syrupy, like it's a maple-y type
sugary.
Of layer.
I had candied bacon once. I prefer bacon. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's like bacon with
but
bacon.
Sid doesn't
away
like,
with you.
But Sid doesn't like sweets with his likes, like salty.
Meat.
Wait,
yeah.
Get out of here. Really?
Yeah.
I hate sweet with the savory. Orange chicken, honey and ham, I hate it.
Honey ham I'm okay with.
I can't do it.
Because it's still ham.
Sweet potatoes, can't do anything.
Sweet potatoes? I believe there's an O at the end of potatoes.
So like putting pineapple on pizza or something? Fuck no.
No, fuck no.
Yeah, well, no, that's...
Candied bacon's delicious.
Yeah.
So what I do is I use cane sugar, and I also put some cayenne pepper on it, and then I bake it.
Welcome to Metal Injection Bacon.
Yes, I slaughter the pig. I shave its shoulders or wherever bacon comes from.
You always got to go one step over.
Rob's got a phone call.
Who is it?
Is it Seth Putnam?
Have your attention, please.
I'm not picking it up.
Rob's
an identified number.
Uh-oh.
Okay. It's Ross Gnarly.
Yeah.
Another submission. So we did the Seth Putnam tweets a couple of weeks ago. And someone in the chat just convinced me to do another edition of Master Tweet Theater.
Okay.
But we're going to do a different person's Twitter feed, who Sean actually recommended. Mm-hmm. And this is CoolMom69, who is what? Sean, you want to describe what her account is?
Yeah, it seems like she's a single mom that is also doubled as a stripper at nights.
Okay.
And she's got a couple kids, loves dildos in her vagina, and just all around a good time.
All right. So
my kind of broad is all I'm saying.
So this is the Twitter, the tweets of CoolMom69, read by Josephine Divitelli. To me, why people love Sarah Palin. She's not a cool mom. She's basically a hula with stink panties.
Stink panties.
I can't wait for Jodie Foster's Beaver. And also the movie. Getting the beer bong. The bong bong, the vodka luge, and kiddie pool ready for the twins' big Super Bowl party. I hope they get a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, she has twins.
Yeah.
A touchdown?
Yes. I don't write them. Just read them. My pussy has not ceased to be totes oily for the past few days. Happy Hanukkah!
Totes oily.
That Lego Duplo commercial makes me want to get pregnant and then an abortion real bad. Loving my pot vagina. Stick a cinnamon stick, star anise, and three cloves into your gyne. Yes, vagina. There is a John Holmes dildo. I'd love Guy Fieri's bleached vagina face hair to be pressed up onto moi's vagina. It'd be like scissoring if he'd ever shut the fuck up.
Wow.
And that's it.
it.
That's good joke structure in that one.
Oh, I got one more. Sorry.
One more.
I'm thinking about buying a double-ended dildo for the twins. Any suggestions? LOL.
For her kids.
That was Master Tweet Theater starring Mrs. Divitelli.
Yay.
She really is a cool mom, 69.
Now that will be in a mashup.
Yeah.
And I'll sound ridiculous in isolated sound bites again. At least no N-word this time, though.
All right. So now I think it's time to get to the big piece of the show. We've been hyping it up.
Can't believe this.
Since the beginning. Like we mentioned at the top of the show, Sid at his job today got some time with Justin Bieber because he was in his studio. What was he doing there?
He was just doing a radio tour.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to hear this because, you know, he has a certain persona when you see him on TV. And then
shattered.
You know, and by the way, a lot, like, he's like the number one poster boy for metalheads to attack now. You know, it's like.
Well, I don't think he's just like the most popular pop star of the moment.
I mean, he has a film about his life. We should honor him.
Well, the thing is, every time you go, like, if you go listen to a Megadeth song on YouTube, all the comments are about Justin Bieber. Or a Metallica song.
He's just that reference.
Yeah, he's that
today.
Guy. Right.
Yeah.
So he's,
and just to for a little backstory, he was nominated for like Best New Artist at the Grammys this week, and he lost.
Mm. And millions of girls committed suicide.
Yeah, like everyone threw a fit.
Threatened to stab people in the throat.
Yeah, the broad who won's Wikipedia page, his fans took to that and then changed it and said, you know, Justin Bieber should have won, I hope you die, you all this kind of shit.
Oh, wow.
They even put, like, a death date on her.
They're like 4chan almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Beef-chan.
4-year-old Chan.
And not only that, but he was interviewed by Rolling Stone in their, like, latest issue. And he was saying how, like, oh, Canada's great. America is evil. You guys don't have health insurance. And then he was talking about how he's against abortion. And then they ask him in the case of rape how he feels, if they should be allowed to have abortion. He's like, oh, I've never thought about that. Well, I guess everything happens for a reason.
What an idiot.
What? Wow.
God has a plan for everyone.
Yeah.
Including getting raped.
Rape. He gets raped.
I didn't hear that. It's pretty funny.
So yeah, here we're going to play this right now. A world exclusive interview with Justin Bieber.
I have a question.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Our special guest, Barry, has a question.
This is a bit, right?
No, this is a real interview.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right, Justin, I just want to thank you so much for giving me a few minutes of your time. I'm sure it's really been a crazy week for you. Yeah, so how did it feel losing the Best New Artist Grammy to a relative unknown like Esperanza Spalding?
I will go to Sirius.
Well, clearly you're really upset about it. That much is obvious. Now, earlier today, your
Isn't Really
Any Better came out,
it?
And you said America was evil. Is this really how you feel? But Canada isn't really any better, is it? I don't know. Any country that gives us Celine Dion and Devin Townsend has to suck. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we win it. Well, why is it so? Go to college, go to work, get the money, go to school, get a wife. Okay.
All right. Well, once again, thanks for your time. Any last words? Anything you want to plug?
I guess he didn't have anything to plug, but that was...
It was Justin Bieber. It was weird.
That was pretty
She
crazy.
Just walked away from you. She looked like he was angry.
Oh, wait. I have that last piece.
Walk a kite. Go to high school.
Oh, well, good. Good that we got that clarified, because I was hanging on that last question.
You said go to high school?
Yeah, I think so.
Go to clock.
Yeah, he does need to go to high school.
Go and wind the clock. And you can do the thing. Sound like Shlomo.
I think I heard gay wife and kids in the one before that, too.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
But that's how he sounds when he doesn't have stuff written for him. That's crazy.
I heard the Iron Sheik was very upset about...
Is that so?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, is he going to come in?
I don't know. He's waiting. He just sits outside our studio waiting to come in.
And he wakes Sheik. Up when he hears his name.
Sheik! Sheik, come on in here. What is this? Why are you making the fun with the Justin Bieber? That's a little 7-year-old baby. Why? Why do you make fun of the Justin Bieber?
We're not making fun of Justin. That's what he really sounds like, I think.
He do his job. He come in. He sing. He look like little girl.
Yeah.
He make 14-year-old girl panties wet.
Are you a fan of Justin Bieber?
Yes, I love it, his music. I love it, his music, Robert.
Oh.
I love it.
So you don't want to fuck him and make him humble?
I would never. I pay my respect. He's a little fag. He's a piece of shit. No good motherfucker. But I respect him.
Well, you know, Justin Bieber is here in the studio with us.
Where?
He's right here.
That's the little guy right here.
Yeah.
Is it Justin Bieber?
Yeah, say hello.
You shave it the beard.
I had to.
That's nice. You look older. You look at nice.
Like,
you're no more a piece of shit, motherfucker. Clean shaven. At first, I see you in the Grammys. You're looking like a pimp. You look like a gay son of a bitch, motherfucker. But nah, it's nice. You know, I still think you're a fag, but nicer, cleaner, nice. I like. You look shorter in person, Bieber. High five, Bieber! Come here! Jump up! Give me high five! Alright, I put my hand lower for you.
Would you even be able to put Bieber in the camel clutch?
I don't know, because he has very short arms like Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand? Like, it's very hard to put the hands all the way behind. When you have short, tiny, it's very cute. And so they look at the fingernails. They are like little grains of rice.
Oh my God!
Bullshit! I have very important things to do.
Okay.
I have to get out of here.
Yeah, your agents are.
I am promoting poopery at my at a mall opening.
Oh, nice! It's crazy that you bring a whole band with you to play your theme.
Yes, come with me. Pack up. Pack up the shit. These guys never listen to anything the Sheik say. I am the man with the 10-inch cock. You listen to me. I have to cock slap them every now and then.
All right. Thank you very much for coming in, Sheik.
Bullshit!
Wow.
Oh, man, what I missed? I was in the bathroom.
Oh, Iron Sheik just stepped in for a few
minutes.
Yeah, he brought his own bed.
I heard the poopery.
I heard, huh?
Did you use the poopery while you were in the
bathroom? No, Sheik didn't leave us any. He's supposed to leave us a big crate of promopery. And he didn't. It was a Pumo.
Hmm.
I don't know. Anyway.
Sheik don't give a shit.
He left the shit.
I didn't know that you could boss people around if you have a 10-inch cock.
Yeah, apparently it's a rule.
You wouldn't know that, Barry.
I know. So if you have like a 3-inch cock, is it like gentle nudges?
Yeah. Oh. You get to answer politely.
Politely.
Hope that they respond.
You raise your hand.
This is the lion.
Fuck!
The lion.
Fuck the lion!
The lion dude got to raise his hand. He don't give a shit.
He don't give a shit.
Well.
I need a little palate cleanser.
Rob, do we have a call-in number?
We do have a call-in number. Our number is 646-929-1357.
I found out something interesting this
What's
week,
that?
Actually. A good buddy of mine from high school back in Chicago was college roommates with Schenkeltown.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And they're hanging out this weekend.
Uh-oh.
And I guess somehow conversation led to him knowing about Metal Injection, yada, yada, yada. And put two and two together and texted me and asked me if I knew Schenkeltown as well. I'm like, I don't know
this
him.
This guy's infiltrating
you know,
your life.
I know. We're supposed to hang out soon.
Are you serious?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'll be fine because my high school friend, that's the mutual, you know, catalyst, is a Bronx cop.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it'll be cool. That'll be cool.
So are handcuffs going to be involved?
I hope so.
It's weird.
Nightsticks.
Actually, the guy that used to sell me weed in high school is Shlomo's great uncle.
Get out of here.
Yeah. True. Of course.
Of course.
But yeah, I'll have a full report when me and Shankletown bro down.
What, have you ever, do you see your Facebook friend or anything?
I have no idea. Is that his real name?
This is step one to him figuring out where Noah lives, by the way.
All these fucking kids add me on Facebook, and I don't know who these people are, because they all use fake names on my site.
Sean, you had like 1,000 friends on Facebook before you even started this show.
But they were all tattooed strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you tell one from the next?
Yeah, cool.
They have tattoos.
Yeah, they have tattoos. Tit size.
He has a catalog list of all the tattoos his friends have, so he can just reference it without ever
knowing
their name.
It's like flashcards and a Rolodex.
Nice. But the bad thing about it is they're all stars. They're all star tattoos.
It's spider webs.
Every one of my body is for one of my friends.
Jeez.
Facebook friends, not real life friends.
Sean has constellations on his body. He's fucking stars.
Fuck the stars!
Oh, Sheik's back.
And fuck the movie channel! And fuck HBO!
Get it, stars?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were
going.
We
got it. We got it.
All
right. Wait, where you were going? What?
I might have been a little,
Where the Sheik was going.
Yeah. No, that was me impersonating the Sheik.
Oh, that was a really good impression.
I tried.
Yeah, you sound just like the guy that was in the studio earlier.
Couldn't be me. I was taking a shit.
If we knew you had such a good Sheik impression, we wouldn't be paying the appearance fees for the Sheik every fucking week.
Not that much.
Just have you do it.
Case of Tropical Fantasy.
I suppose. Those are expensive now.
Because he has those little T-Rex arms, so you can't pick them up anyway. Anyway. So, our number is 646-929-1357. Anyone do anything interesting this week? Wasn't there a Doom Rider show?
There was.
What happened at that?
What happened at Doom
Rider? People were dancing.
There wasn't any stories?
We went to a barbecue place before. It was delicious.
Yes. Mabel's Smokehouse.
Yeah.
Mabel's, which I saw in New York Magazine.
Mm-hmm. What, Mabel's?
Mabel's Smokehouse.
Is that the one that you linked us to?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it was tasty.
Ooh. What'd you get?
I got mac and cheese and ribs.
Ooh. Wow. How many napkins did you go through?
I don't know.
We don't do napkins.
I don't pay attention. Yeah, actually,
no,
I
like
my fingers.
Are you like a
rib
slob, or are you like very dainty with how you attack your ribs?
We were really high, and I was really enjoying those ribs. I'll tell you that.
So actually, your neck and your forehead was really enjoying the ribs, too?
We have an audio clip of Noah eating the ribs. Here it is.
Ching dong, ching dong, 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 ching dong, ching ba ba ba, ching dong, ching dong, ching dong, ching dong.
She had her face in it, and she was just...
Wow.
You're really enjoying it.
Ella gets really aggro when she's eating ribs.
Lots of slurping sounds, too.
It's like a sexual experience.
Well, actually, yeah, and I had the combo. I don't know what it's
called. The three meat combo.
You mean the left side of the menu?
Oh. I pretty much got...
You mean
the
rob? That was the left side of the menu.
Really? Yes, yeah. I'll have a rob. Is exactly right.
They named it after you already?
Their best customer. I had brisket, ribs, and a sausage link.
Ross Gnarly says, three meat combo was Noah's name in high school.
I was a double meat combo in high school. Three meat
really?
In college.
Yeah. Is there any truth to that joke?
No.
I was gonna say. Never. No threesome action.
I never met a guy who would feel comfortable doing it with another guy.
What about male, female, female?
No, I'm not into that.
No.
No, but that's not.
Yeah, no. If there were two girls,
no, but
that means that half the attention is split for Noah. But if there are two guys,
very good point.
But three meat combo is.
No, I understand. I was just using that as a jumping off point to the next question. That's all. So no double vag going on there. So you said the men are not comfortable with that. Do you think anyone in this room would not be comfortable with having another man? Like not doing anything with the guy, but just.
Well, I never said not doing anything.
Oh, you want the guys to fool around?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you hypothetically: if the two men said, I'm willing to do this but not touch the guy, you would not be into that.
Oh, of course I would be into that.
Right. Okay, so that's
a question.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Right. But you prefer it if they're, like, tonguing each other and stuff.
Or fucking each other in the ass.
Oh, that deep? Really? Oh, okay.
So
shit.
Would you want,
like a three-man
train. Like a centipede thing where, like, you would be at the end, then a guy is banging you, and then a guy is banging the guy?
Is that the new word for that centipede, or they have to be... I thought their mouths and asses have to be thrown together.
Yeah, actually, that would be kind of cool.
I just have one thing to say right now. Rob, here's your chance.
No, I know. Yeah. Not with Rob.
Get into that penis fan. Just like Noah in the middle.
All right,
penis, mass, vagina, and then anal sex. One after another, fanning away.
We have to play the what if now with Noah. Who's the guy? Who, name one man you want to fuck more than anything in the world.
Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, I don't think it's Dave Mustaine. She's up there, but...
Hey! Oh, my God. I don't know. You're kind of putting me on the spot. I can't think
Nikki?
Of one.
Well,
no Lip Nikki.
Let's say, all right, Jonathan Brandis.
Okay. A guy in
Abraham
a band.
Lincoln.
Bieber. All right, let's say whoever it is.
Right.
Now, we kind of have to know for my question.
Jeff Loomis, how about that?
I thought you were going to say Jeff,
I'm not
our friend.
Yes.
No. So let's say that guy, if that guy agreed to have a threesome, but it has to be Rob, the other person.
Kerry King.
Would you do it?
Kerry King and Rob. Chinese
finger
trap.
No, because the whole thing is for me to get turned on by watching them.
But you can't have sex with this adored guy that you want.
That's okay. I adore many men, so
okay.
It's okay.
All right. All right. You
first of all, why would I agree to this?
No, I didn't say you were. I was just her hypothetical.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we can ask your hypothetical now. Would you do Jeff Loomis if you got to sleep with Noah?
Hey.
I think about it.
I consider it.
From the back, honestly, from the back, he looks like a tall blonde girl. So.
Can I sleep on it?
Oh, Lord.
Can I just say we all missed Sydney do a double finger nose pick while you were asking
really?
Noah that question? Yeah.
Where's
a double finger pig?
Oh, well,
he
just recreated it anyway.
Oh,
this isn't a pick. This is just like me sort of relaxing.
Oh, give me a break.
When you said a double thing, I thought he was doing like the horns, like the metal horns, and thinking like,
we're all doing it just to demonstrate.
You
know, this is radio.
Wait, like when you clean your eyebrows? Like
one, but just with it. With
something on my finger that time.
But you were just really thoroughly just, I don't give a fuck.
No, I don't.
Just double finger dig.
This is not a visual medium.
Barry brought it out.
It got me wet. That's all.
There we go. Go on your cell phone. I pick my nose. This is what we do.
Sean is going to finger his asshole now.
Oh.
Or go back.
I wish I wait till I get home.
Oh.
Did you ever stick your finger inside your pee hole?
No. You can do it. Very disgusting.
Oh. Yeah, I got to work up.
Never
there.
Done.
Does it feel bad?
I've never even come close to doing that.
People do that with, but like not with their finger, but
like a straw.
Actually,
like
I'll
a
tell you the
stick.
The closest I came to doing that, and it was nothing sexual at all. I obviously I used to be uncircumcised because of my many stories. So one time, and I was always extremely clean about it. Okay, like obsessively. And one time I got sick. I was like sick for like a stomach flu for like 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get up, and I didn't shower for like. I had a little schmegma built up.
Oh.
Well, one time, and I had to dig it out. And
What did you use to dig it out?
Huh?
Your keys? Did you use your keys?
No, I used my finger.
Did you have to, like, squeeze it out?
No, it was like, all right, you retract it, but then a little bit was kind of stuck in the entryway. So
what was
it?
Okay,
It was, like, runny, almost a little bit like cum, looked like.
What did you do with it?
I got a paper towel.
Did you smell it?
No.
Tell the truth.
Okay,
you were curious of what it smelled like?
You didn't taste your schmegma and you liked it?
That's a song coming up on the new award
cheese.
Show. Yeah. From under cheese is from your, like, taint, isn't it?
I don't know.
you know that joke,
yeah.
Noah?
No.
You tell someone, hey, you like from under cheese? And they go, what is that? From under my balls!
Yeah.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah.
But
now you have.
But Darren, when you rubbed it into the tissue paper, did you kind of like mush it around and look at it?
There was no experimentation whatsoever.
You just put it in that, rolled it up, and put it in the
garbage.
Threw
it away. I'm disgusted. I'm OCD. I'm disgusted by stuff like that.
Why don't you?
I don't even like my own cum. When I have to, I want to get disposed of it as soon as possible.
Then why not use a Q-tip or something to get rid of it?
I don't know. I was sick.
Because his finger
handy.
Was right there.
Yeah. I don't mind it. I don't mind it on me so much. I want to get get it done and then wash.
This was going on in Darren's head. I gotta get it off.
No, schmegma.
Ross Gnarly had a good suggestion. He said use Rob's mouth.
Oh come on.
I want to say that Ross Gnarly is knocking him out the park.
Yeah,
yes, he is.
The Ross Gnarly show.
Yeah.
Episode show.
Hole in
one. The live cast.
Noah's still here?
What?
Hey.
Who's your show going?
No.
Darn.
We got to do that on the callers, though.
Okay.
What?
We haven't got the... 3 seconds later doesn't qualify. It's a whole new word.
Oh my God! Sean was like about to barf while you were saying that story.
Yeah, really?
His eyes were closed.
That
his
bad?
Face was turning red.
You brought up sticking your finger inside your penis, though.
That's fine. But like,
no,
this,
I did that.
That's fine. Cleaning myself is not fine.
No, but I
gross.
This wherever this beer is from, fucking the Middle East or something, tastes like absolute shit. And then you get I get this mental image of you picking mung out of your fucking pee hole,
and I'm just like, mung. Never heard that.
Yeah, mung is the isn't that the slang term for gonorrhea cheese?
Makes you feel better. I was like 20 at the time. I haven't had any mung in like 15 years.
But still,
I've been mung free. Mung free.
This beer is from before the Cold War, so I'm like, it's literally like sipping down your
is
fucking mug.
Is it expired?
Mug. I don't know.
It's been in the fridge since I don't know when.
Oh,
I told
God.
You a few months, but I was lying. I really
Old
don't know.
Old Heathen,
how long.
It's called.
Old Heathen. Look, it looks like it's from.
Where I'm
it,
not even joking. I've
where
never
is
heard
it brewed?
Of
where is it brewed?
Pennsylvania.
Weyerbacher
but
Old
Pennsylvania.
Heathen.
It tastes like absolute ass. Does anyone want to fucking
like
absolute ass?
Do you want to get a
is that a flavor of absolute?
Anybody?
No.
Anybody?
Look at the ingredients. Polyunsaturated schmegma. That's weird.
I just wanted to really feel your story,
you can't
man.
See the tiny print. It said Old Heathen Smegma in tiny print.
So it's not beer, then?
Yeah.
It's like an ale.
It's like a bottle of smegma. That's all.
It's a lager.
Fine.
Smegma.
It's got a belly full
of smogger. But I've seen porns of, like, not porn, like clips of a guy sticking their fucking fingers inside their penises. It's the most disgusting thing. I have to, like, switch it off.
See, I've never seen the finger. I've seen, like, the swizzle stick.
Oh,
like a really skinny dildo.
That's worse than
or
a
like
finger
a,
for some reason.
Or a dude snapped off. You know, like, how, like, a candle will have a drip of wax coming down? You can take that whole piece off, you know, that skinny drip, and use that.
But then it breaks, and then it's, like, all the way in there.
Yeah.
What happens?
My dick hurts.
Yeah. Well, I did have I had the camera inserted into my pee hole. For the but that was real thin. It was like it's almost you can't even see it. It's so thin.
And that was for a major release DVD. I mean,
yeah. It was with Amy Fisher.
Yeah, no,
it was for the AVN Awards. That's,
wow.
It was for the Twilight Bone.
Oh. Yeah, I was in that.
No, we talked about this. They used to do the STD test with the
Q-tip. Stop picking your ear in my face, please. That's gross. Ew.
Wipe it on her sleeve.
He's got some ear schmeg. A little ear mung.
Mung caught in my eardrum.
I like Cancer Skiff said Mung starring Tony Shalhoub.
No, but they used to do the STD test with the Q-tip stuck down the pee hole. Like, my dad had to get that before he went to Vietnam.
Stuck down it? How far
did
it go?
Yeah, no, well, they go in and they fucking. It was just like taking like a cheek culture, and then they use that to check if you have STDs.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Why is the stuff any deeper than, you know, a couple of inches in? Why do you got to go all the way to the urethra or whatever?
Ask the United States government, man.
I don't know. Hey. Want to see if you have a little SIF or something?
Yeah. Well, apparently Keith Apparatus says they still do it.
Really?
I've never had that done.
There's got to be a better way to do it.
Yeah, they just take my blood.
Like when you go to the city of New York, they give you a fucking like free HIV test and everything, and all they do is say prick it for a half a second.
They give you HIV tests at the dungeon.
Yep.
Really?
The dungeon
oh,
that
the
I went
thing
to
you
had
went
an
to?
HIV test.
You had to have any, and you what if you say I'm not having sex? You still have to do that?
I think it was optional.
Like you? Oh, really?
Yeah. It was just there in case you wanted to get tested.
I'm going to an orgy. That should better not be optional. I don't know.
Did you get like a wristband?
I think you would do it before going to the...
Well, yeah. How do they know you didn't just come for... Like, it doesn't show up right away in the test, does it? When you have something.
Maybe they take it 1 week. You come back the next week and they have your result waiting.
Well, you could have, you know, banged 11 hoes in the meantime.
That's not their problem.
I know, but it doesn't offer much peace of mind for the people there, you know?
I don't know. Well, you don't have to have sex at the dungeon.
So you're lobbying for dungeon reform.
Yes. Yeah. That's my number one campaign issue.
That's the name of the episode, by the way, dungeon reform.
I thought it was going to be Hmong.
Thank you.
Right.
Good night.
Thanks, Barry. That's your one contribution
like
per hour. Oh, God.
I think we should all have a field trip to the dungeon together.
A field trip?
Field trip.
That's not as fun.
Let's do it.
I just
want to see Rob in one of those leather X's, you know, like with his shirt off.
No.
Oh, like Demolition.
Like Pat Burrell?
Well, we have a picture of him in like Spanx, which is almost the same thing.
Get out of here.
A male Spanx.
Are you wearing him right now?
No.
Look like he is, Sean. Come on.
Yeah, he's sitting down. I can't tell.
Look at that. You can tell.
He's flopping all over the place.
A corset. We'll put Rob in a leather corset.
Please, would you?
This is the line.
And Sean, you have to wear like a ripped up fishnet shirt.
Oh.
Like belly shirt.
As only if I get to wear a dildo on my forehead like a rhino.
No, they have, we'll put a mouth gag.
Oh, no,
I don't like those.
I like to be able to use my
tongue.
Can Rob
get the mouth gag? Come on.
Yeah.
Anybody
a dildo mouth gag.
No. Well, no, I like to use my tongue on shit. I don't want fucking something black.
What? But you need to have your mouth shut.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear you.
I want one of those gift masks. I can't be identified.
Are you wearing one right now?
No.
Oh.
That's my face.
Oh,
she's just ugly.
Oh. Yeah, we got it.
You didn't have to take
it. Got it.
God, it was implied, Barry.
That's wrong.
Never invited back.
You're done.
You're up.
For not playing my clip.
Barry's doing a character. It's the retell every joke literally guy.
I like that.
That's just my life.
Aren't you wearing a gimp mask, Rob? No, he's just ugly.
Oh, Lord.
But, Rob, your beard does look amazing.
Thank you.
I just want to say that again.
It's filling in quite nicely.
Yeah. It's nice, yeah. It takes a lot of work to maintain a beard.
Are you sure? It doesn't look like it.
Yeah. This is a lot of work.
Barry, what does that mean, that joke?
Still ugly.
Thank you, explaining jokes literally, guy.
Wait a minute, is that where he was going?
No!
No! He's saying it looks very natural.
Yeah, you look
really
nonchalant with your facial hair.
I see you. You owe me on that one.
It takes a lot of work to look this nonchalant.
I know. I've seen your bedroom.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of like Brian Wilson, just without talent.
I'll take it.
Smile.
I don't have as bad a drug addiction as Brian Wilson.
He means the baseball one.
Yeah, I mean the baseball player, not the beach boy.
He bleaches his beard.
I don't bleach my beard.
Hmm. You don't have to.
You should.
Use Just for Men for those hard to color gray areas of mustaches and beards.
Like, this gray hair will put me in a rocking chair.
Your beard is weird. Can we get that? Can you look that up?
Stash is trash.
Your stash is trash.
You could look like Guy Fieri's twin brother if you did that shit.
Oh, my God.
Just think about it.
That is worse than being called ugly. That's like a worse insult.
No, but if he
being called
hair,
ugly, being called ugly is like a subjective opinion. But to say I look like Guy Fieri, that's like,
He's best buds with Matthew McConaughey.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes. Clyde and Keith to see Emmett Smith. Emmett, your gray facial hair has put you in a rocking chair.
Your beard is weird.
Your stash is trash.
Oh, it's bad.
Just for Men gel penetrates tough gray and puts it away in 5 easy minutes. His edge is back. He's right on track. Backfield in motion. He moves and grooves.
He scores.
He scores.
By the way, Zeno Jesus just said, stash it or trash it.
I wonder how much the guy that wrote that theme, how many millions of dollars.
You mean the Monday Night Football theme?
Was that it?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that thing.
Millions, I'm sure.
Billions.
Yeah.
Trash it or trash it.
Can we stash it or trash it? Can we do something where we all just have mustaches and no other facial hair for the show?
This isn't a hipster injection. I can't. I literally can't. I can't grow a mustache.
You're not doing that?
I don't want to shave the beard.
Oh, you really have much of a beard there right now.
I don't want to do something. I can't be clean shaven.
No, you'll have a stash.
Yeah, I look.
I look terrible without a beard.
I
need the outline.
But that's the whole point.
How about handlebar mustaches?
But I can't grow a mustache. I'm telling you, if I grow my mustache out, it looks like I'm 14, like with a pubic mustache.
That'd be cute. That's amazing. That's amazing.
It doesn't look right. It looks like a molester. It's not.
Come on. Yeah, with your sleeveless T-shirts on and just a mustache, that'd be amazing.
I have to wear a mullet wig also.
Why not?
I think we should do it once.
Hey, this is a good question from the chat. Shankletown
says...
Let's
do it for the next episode, all right, Sean? We'll all come in with it.
Shankletown says, does Noah's vagine have a beard?
No.
I have to relay these questions.
No beard.
No beard.
It's just a Star David. Just
no Star David.
It's a mezuzah.
Almost like a mezuzah.
Do you have to kiss it before going in?
Not me.
Hey, before you enter my hole, kiss the mezuzah.
Yeah, I make the boys kiss it.
Kiss the hairy mezuzah.
Oh.
Can that be the title of the episode, Hairy Mezuzah?
No.
All right,
sounds
fine.
Like the Cool Mom 69 Jewish version.
Before, I make the boys kiss the mezuzah before they enter my hole. LOL.
I like that LOL.
Yeah. LMAO. J-E-W! Oi.
Anyway, we're wrapping up. Yeah. We're winding down.
So no handlebar mustaches?
I will be in on that. But I want
next week. Okay,
how
about
the
you
only
do
guy.
It?
I don't need
yeah.
only...
You can do it. Go
That's
for
fucking
it.
You and me, Sean. You and
okay,
me.
Yeah?
Let's
we'll
do
stashes? Okay.
Handlebars?
No. I want photo proof. This is happening.
I can't even go. If
I'll
I
grow the mustache when you get the Sid and Rob
you
tattoo.
You got one there.
I don't
about
have
that?
Follicles. It goes up to here, and that's it. And
Sarah,
then you
just
got to grow long so it folds over.
No, no, no. But I don't have this. I don't have the sides. I don't
you
have
don't
a spleen
need
on the
shit.
Radio.
Just stop it at the corner of your mouth.
Just do a Hitler stash.
Above the lip.
Sean.
A Hitler stash, I would do that.
I'll do the mustache if you get the Robin Sid tattoo that you've been supposed to do.
Okay, wait.
Let's make
a deal. How long will you have the mustache for? Because this is a good bet.
How long do I need to have the mustache for?
I don't know. What's...
Like a week.
Are you going to get this tattoo before you get yourself into this?
Oh, yeah, it's got a lot of time. This is not like, oh, I'm going to have a fucking mustache for 4 days. And then I got stuck with this your dumb
week.
Face on my
a
like,
week.
How dare you? I thought we had something special.
Well, Rob's there, and it makes it dumber.
This is classic Sid wheeling and dealing, by the way. He's going to ask you what's the least you'll take.
Yeah, this is what I do.
The least I would take is about a full year.
Oh, for God's sake. You already agreed to get the goddamn tattoo.
Okay, to the end of the summer.
Summer hasn't even started yet.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
I have a job to go to. I can't.
Like the guys you worked with.
It's not like you.
Yeah, come on.
I would
making you wear lingerie to work.
I would fire me over a mustache.
You
wait a
say
minute.
Which
Sid,
summer?
Would you wear lingerie to work?
It's not under my clothing.
It's not like
you would?
I'd rather do that
Hello?
Than a mustache.
Wait,
look, Sid. It's not like he's making you put on a scarf, okay?
Nah.
You wear a mustache.
And you already told us you work with a bunch of land monsters, so why would they care about mustaches? It's not like you got like a Latino peach fuzz teenager mustache or something.
Just do it, Sid.
Yeah.
Nah. Because you'll probably bail on the tattoo anyway.
You'll probably bail on the mustache.
But you'd bail first.
Let's agree to disagree.
Fine. Anyway.
I still love you.
Boo!
That was bad
radio.
Where
are our callers? I missed the pizza destroyer. Aww. What happened to him?
He's not even listening.
Piece of shit. Oh, it's unnecessary.
Shlomo, 2 weeks, no Shlomo?
Yeah, I wonder if it's like a weird Jewish holiday that we don't know about.
Rob?
The Tisha B'Av?
Shabu Shabu?
Yom Tov.
What's
Rob?
Do you know that Yom Tov is like, have a nice day or something?
Yeah, but it's a holiday. I think it's in September or something.
Rob, you always claim to not be a dirty Muslim. Tell us about what Jewish holiday is.
Yeah,
right
prove
now.
It. Come on.
I never said I was a good Jew.
Well,
but you're a good terrorist.
It. Yeah.
Isn't it either or?
Call your dad.
He doesn't know.
Oh, I thought he was Jewish. What happened?
Exactly.
Where are the papers?
The Jewish papers?
He was born in the same state friggin' Obama was born in.
The fucking Gestapo.
In Kenya.
Kenya.
Yeah.
State of Kenya.
That's right.
In Kenya, Iran.
Yeah.
Kenya, Iran.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You're a sick man.
Whoa, that Torah.
What?
That shit's powerful.
Shofar.
The shofar on a Torah.
Kissed the mezuzah when he came in either. I saw it.
I never said
it
was.
Didn't I see you in that footage from Egypt? All the protesters. Weren't you riding a horse whipping people?
There's one with a toaster on his head. They're all.
What was that about?
They're all trying to outdo Lady Gaga. That's
to protect from rocks. That's what
right. That's newspapers do that.
Right. That's why they have the toasters on their heads. Yeah. So if a rock hits him, it'll hit the toaster first. Isn't that why?
It wasn't
it keeps
all,
them warm.
But it wasn't all like protective materials, though. Some of them were paper, you know.
Hey. No, but seriously, why would they have toasters on? That's the only reasoning I came up with. Is because of rock flying.
When you're starting a revolution, at some point you need a break for toast. That's what it is.
But where do they plug the toaster in?
Listen, you got to improvise.
It can't be a solar-powered toaster. Then the side of their head will fry
it's
off.
It's powered by their rabble-rousing. Like I have one guy riding a bike, a stationary bike, and it's like Gilligan's Island. It just sends power to the toaster.
That makes sense.
Hey, this revolution will not be toasted.
Nice.
Show title.
Wait, before we go, what's okay. that that Jewish thing where it's like a black box on you know,
life.
But no, I saw a dude at the airport that was, you know, he had straps on his
hands. Oh, that's a bomb! But those are Muslims.
Yeah. Oh, what? No! He looked like a Hasidic Jew.
He had a strap. Oh,
fetish.
Yeah, describe
yeah,
this
it's
a little.
Like
yeah,
okay.
A
fill-in or whatever.
He had
right?
a little. He had a little book in his hand. He was standing like the corner, away from everybody. Yeah. He had leather straps wrapped all around his arms. Uh-huh. He had like.
It looks like they're about to shoot up. It's weird.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. He took off his hat, and then he had this kind of like. It almost looked like a. A splunking flashlight.
He's going to explore box. The caves up to
like
the airport.
Strap? I don't know what the fuck this
they
guy
They pray with that.
But what is the purpose with the strap?
To make
the
them
box?
Look even more retarded.
Yeah.
That's about it.
They're trying to create the ugliest race of people. That's what David Cross said.
Mission accomplished. It's like, hey, God, this is how much we love you. We're willing to look like this.
Yeah, by...
But
by,
there's no... You don't know the real...
It looks like bondage to me.
Hmm.
I don't even know what you're talking about, honestly.
Really?
I know they
really?
When they eat, they dob and they rock back and forth.
You know, like, when it's that, I don't know what holiday it is, but, like, they're out, they're in front of the subway trying to
Easter.
Give you a lemon and palm tree.
Yeah, sure.
And
is
then,
that Sukkot?
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, like, they
Tony
tie
Kukoc?
That thing. It's like this black robe that they tie around, and then it's attached to, like, this box that they wear on their head.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. That's it.
They wear a box on their
head? Yeah.
I live in the most Jewish
how do you not know this?
I've
this
never
like a
seen
box
a
box like this big,
yeah.
like 3x3.
I've never seen a head box on a Jew. I honestly, I don't know.
He's just seen a Jew box.
I've seen a Jew box.
You know what's
Mike
weird?
Tyson.
You know what is, no. This city came out to me and he started saying this.
Why are you coming
Just out of nowhere. I was like, what's going on? I don't know you.
Is it your landlord?
Like, look, we just met. I'm not going to let you smell my dick. Yeah.
Darren does better at dropping it.
I just saw it. I just saw it and I went for it. It went. But all right. We're closing up shop.
Mm-hmm. Smell your mung.
We'll be back next week with an all-new episode.
All right.
It's my birthday.
Next
is
Wednesday?
It?
23rd is my
is
birthday.
On Wednesday?
Yeah, 23rd.
Oh, okay.
What are we doing again? Were we going to do something?
This show?
No. Weren't you going to punch him in the crotch?
No.
Every time we got
no, Sean was going to let me punch him in the kidneys, but then he was afraid that he would have kidney failure the next day. So.
Oh, what a... Such
think
a
about
pussy.
My, think about where my liver is.
Why couldn't you think about that before announcing it on the show? You
don't
got
worry,
everyone,
I'm
I didn't announce it on the show. She just did right now. I announced
no,
it in email
we
blast.
We talked about
also.
It last week.
No, no, we talked
totally
about her dunk. Using her slut paddle
and
on
the
me.
Dunk tank. Also.
Oh, the slut paddle.
Yeah, right.
So are we going to do the slut paddle?
I would say.
Oh, I have to use my slut paddle on you.
It's, I'm going to be close.
Put a plastic bag
listen to what a princess you are.
Oh wait,
I have to soil my slut paddle.
Clothed? What's the point of that?
Okay, fine. I won't be clothed. It's fine. Are you guys okay with me?
better if you're bare bottomed because okay. then
I don't
blood
care.
Comes
I'm,
up on your ass.
Okay.
Do whatever you
That's
want
fine.
In the room.
All right.
I've seen bums.
Okay.
As long as you don't touch me, you do take whatever clothes off.
But my butt might be within like 4 feet of you.
It's going to be facing
I'll
you.
I'll sit in Rob's seat,
please.
For that
okay,
show.
That's fine. So anytime
I'll sit in Darren's seat.
Go for it. You're
so anytime anyone calls in and says happy birthday.
Wait, Sean. I'm
roar!
Sorry. This made me laugh. Super Nintendo Chalmers suggested that you should wear your assless chaps to the show. This
that I can do. This I can do.
That would come so in handy.
Why well, don't I have no problem believing that you have
yeah.
assless chaps?
No, actually, well, it's a pair of jeans with the ass blown out because it's just been worn to hell.
Eventually.
I'll wear those jeans. I'll switch into them in the bathroom when I get here.
Roar!
But can we get like a cushion on this chair? These are cold. I don't want to
bring a cushion.
So what? Your ass is going to be numb anyway.
Oh, that's true. Okay. This with lust
is the lion.
I just like I'm going to have to throw the sled paddle out. So can you get me another one?
Just put a plastic bag over. That's what he said.
Yeah, put a plastic bag.
But then the letters might not come out.
Who do you use it on anyway?
Don't you have, like, rubbing alcohol or something?
It's a fucking chair to hit him on the ass.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a fucking paddle. We don't care. Just hit him with something.
I think it'd be funnier if I then went home to my girlfriend, got naked, and then
because
she saw
he's gonna have
welts
a bruise.
Of the word slut yeah. all over my ass.
Just Spalding.
It's like an average Thursday.
Yeah, well, true. I mean.
I was playing squash, honey.
Yeah.
My opponent slipped and hit me in the ass.
All right. We're going to wrap things up. We'll be back next week. It'll be Sean's birthday. Make sure to call in and wish him a happy birthday.
Something evil will happen to Sean when you call in each
right.
time.
Or even, fuck saying happy birthday. If everyone just calls in with a put down,
yeah.
then I'll get
okay.
I'll get
oh, you want to be humiliated too.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's on board with
fucking,
Sean.
It's kind of fucking lame.
Sean you're the one.
Beaten and humiliated
you're
for
You're the
his
one
birthday.
Reneging on the humiliation doling out. With Sean. It's Sean's into it.
Sean literally.
You're
yeah.
backing out.
No,
literally.
Okay.
I've got no problem with having, you know, having a my
I'm just we're
intern
learning
other
something
being aggressive.
About him. That's all. We're just learning something new.
Okay. He literally wants to add insult to injury.
Right.
See what you did there.
Wow.
Did you see what I did? Huh?
And this concludes our broadcast day.
All right. We're going to get going. We're going to conclude the show with final...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. What? Thank you, Barry, for coming in.
Yeah.
And sitting in on
stating the
show.
Obvious.
You're welcome. That's what I do.
Thanks a lot, Barry.
It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Come back anytime.
Can I come back next week?
No.
My fucking birthday, man. Don't steal my thunder.
I'll see you guys next week.
Okay.
If you bring donuts, maybe.
All right, we're going to go. We're going to leave you with our sponsor. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Oh, hello. This is your guitar god and virtuoso, Thor Shredsky. Many of you have tried to play guitar like me. Try to dress like me. And even try to act like me.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? No, really, where the fuck art thou?
Let me propose a new facet in which you should direct your undivided attention. Introducing Thor Fumes. Now you can smell like Thor Shredsky. For just a limited time only, you can experience and share the blended aroma of string lube, rustic leather, callus removal cream, and my own Thor essence. It's a splash of my sweat, but shh, that's between you and Thor. Call now, and not only will you get a fantasized bottle of Thor Fumes, but also the Thor Shredded Weed Whacker. The guitar-shaped whacker and blade, along with a guitar strap harness to allow you to practice your guitar stage trick and whack your weeds at the same time. So, where is your phone? Dial the number now at 1-800-I-WANT-THOR's perfume immediately. And if you call within the next 10 minutes, Thor will wring out a towel of his own sweat on the Thor fumes for that extra Thor essence.
I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got to pay for magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You can buy your sandwich from me, cause I'm a deli owning A.R.A.B.
Can't build a bomb or fly a jetliner. I'm not the kind of guy who blows shit up for Al-Qaeda. You like to think all of us Arabs are just like Osama. It's like me saying all Americans are Jeffrey Dahmer. I see a hottie with a dot, just got to work her. Now we're later in the crib, taking off her burqa. Can't resist Muslim chicks, they look good on camels. This one bitch on Dad's rich, she gave my family cattle. She's from my country, think she likes me cause I come from Yemen. All of your girls treat me funny after 9/11. That kind of shit makes you think, makes you hit the bourbon. I keep a little bottle, it's underneath my turban. Little kids in the street looking at me weird. You don't want to know what kind of shit is in my beer. Takes 3 hours to undress to go pee. It's not so easy to be an ARAP.
I don't know what you heard about me. Woo! I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got two paper magazines, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me.
Jihad.
I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. Don't see me hanging with Israelis, cause I'm a turban wearing ARAP.
I'm not a Turk or a Swede or a Pakistani. No, I'm not a Iraqi. I'm an ARAP. I'm from Yemen, you see. It's 100 degrees in February. I'm an ARAP. Can't skate, can't ski. No Lipton iced tea. No vanilla Pepsi. I'm an ARAP. No MTV. No Nas or Jay-Z. No electricity. I'm an ARAP. Got a nice bodega outside the 7th train. I can get you toilet paper, extra soft or plain. Got an umbrella for $2 if it starts to rain. You want to buy on credit? You must be on cocaine. Oh crap, FBI knocking on my window pane. I swear I don't know anything about Saddam Hussein. When I was metal injection, I always get a twitch. Had sex with Noah, then I found a Jesus then. Bitch!
I don't know what you heard about me.
Yeah.
I'm not a terrorist, I love this country.
Keep my hope.
You only got one wife, I got three. You've got two paper magazines, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. There ain't no snow out here, you can't ski. Cause I'm a desert dwelling ARAP.
Arabs never eat spaghetti, shrimp or calamari. I wish I could because I'm really sick of chicken curry. You ever have to share a bathroom with 11 brothers? My little nephew had to run away from daddy's brother. Arabs, we don't eat bacon. Arabs, we don't use mirrors. Arabs, we get direct TV for watching Al Jazeera. Arabs, we don't watch porno. Arabs, we don't play hockey. Arabs, we don't like when you call us name like Camel Jockey. I got the bad attitude from living in sand. Call me towel head, I'll snap like a rubber band. Arabs, we're regular guys, nobody understands. Where I come from, there's no survivor friends of Spider-Man. There ain't no Jenna Jameson, there ain't no Jackie Chan. And if they catch you masturbating, they cut off your hand. That's why I came here to the land of the free, so I can be me. Taxi driving ARAP.
I don't know what you heard about me.
Yeah.
I'm not a terrorist, I love this country.
Woo!
You only got one wife, I got three. You've got your paper magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. I don't eat pork and I pray to the east. Cause I'm an Allah fearing ARAP.
You know, in America they say there's no business like show business. In Yemen we say there's no business like show business.
Oh yeah, you know, it's all franchised out now.
Holler! Are you done hollering?
No!
Word.